Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with the legendary Ken Blanchard, ladies and gentlemen. Not much more needs to be said when you introduce Ken. Most people know about his work and how important he's been to managers and leaders for decades now. Ken, I need your website, please.
We have one, KenBlanchardBooks.com, if anybody's interested in just finding out what we've done. Our regular website is KenBlanchard.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And if you go to Amazon and put Ken's name in, prepare to spend some time there, because there's a lot of his work is there. Hey, Ken, one of the things that I've been doing a lot of work on is reminding people that the one thing that connects the analog age, the world we're leaving, to the one we're going into, the digital age, are the analog humans. We may be leaving our analog world behind, but the inheritors of the digital age are just as analog as we've ever been. And servant leadership is an analog concept, but it needs to be fulfilled and demonstrated and delivered in the digital age. How do we do that? How do we take this analog concept of servant leadership and execute it in the digital age?
Well, it's interesting, Jim. Simon Sinek, who contributes a chapter in this book, said that the biggest disease in America is not heart disease or cancers. It's isolation. And, even though we have all this technology and all for communication, people still need face-to-face time with you. And you have to remember, as a servant leader, use the technology and all to communicate and maybe summarize and all, but you still got to find time to be face-to-face, eye-to-eye,
right,
with people, because that's the way you really serve them. It's pretty hard just to be a servant leader online.
Well, that's a really good point, because the more we enter the faster we move into the digital age, the more opportunity we have for virtual relationships and the less opportunity by definition for physical. And Ken, I've been saying for 10 years that face-to-face is the original social media. And I agree with you. We don't need to lose this. And as analog humans, we need this.
That's right. And it doesn't mean that you turn your back on technology, but it's just don't depend completely on that as the way to serve and be with other people. You got to sometimes reach out and touch them, in a human way. I'm not talking about physical touching, but touch their heart.
Right.
It's kind of hard to touch somebody's heart over line, online.
Well, yeah, exactly. But I will tell you, there are things that we can do, and this is what I'm glad that you're calling the servant leadership a movement. I'm glad that you're giving it some life and legs, so that it can become a movement, because we're going to need this to be part of our conversation, part of our ethical conversation, as we have more and more technology, as we have more algorithms running our lives. As we have automobiles driving us around, with no steering wheel, things like that, we're going to need more of the analog principles, like servant leadership, like ethical behavior. We've got to make sure that we're having a conversation about those things, don't we?
Absolutely, and it's just so important. Otherwise, people just get disconnected, and they can get disconnected at work. What's the data? 70% of the people are either unengaged, or partially engaged. They just don't feel like they're part of something. And I think that's by, we talked about years ago, Tom Peters and all talked about management by wandering around.
Right.
It doesn't say wandering around just with your finger on a computer.
Right.
Wandering around, being available to people.
Well, and it'll be challenging to pull all that off in what's now being called the gig economy, too. And that's the reason I think, Ken, we're going to have to be more intentional and more active and proactive with our ethics going forward. I'll give you the last thought.
Yes, no, I think that's really really true, that we just need to constantly look at, are we doing the right thing? Are we making a difference out there? It's not about us. We are so advanced technologically today, Jim, but we still aren't advancing in our human skills.
And that's,
what servant leadership is really pushing.
And the new book, Servant Leadership in Action, folks, is coming out in March. Ken, thank you for being here. Good job today. Ken Blanchard, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.